Okay, today, Bezushem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Meseches Pesachim, and we are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. And this whole parak is called Makam Shenagu, because we're talking about different places that have different minhagim. So the first minhag that this Mishnah is going to talk about is related to the halacha that Karban Pesach, that's eaten on the first night of Pesach in Yerushalayim, has to be roasted on a fire. So Makam Shenagu Lechol Tzli B'Leilei Pesachim, in a place where the minhag is to eat roasted meat at your Seder, even when we don't have a Karban Pesach on the night of the Seder, Ochlin, so you can follow that minhag. Makam Shenagu Shalel Lachol, in a place where people don't eat roasted meat on the Seder night, because it will look like you're eating Karban Pesach, and it's not a Karban Pesach, we don't have a Karban Pesach anymore, then ain't Ochlin, then you're not allowed to eat roasted meat at your Seder. There is another halacha that you're not allowed to eat on, you're not allowed to eat or drink or wash or anoint or wear leather shoes or have Tashma Shamita on Yom Kippur. So there are different minhagim that developed in order to prevent people from having Tashma Shamita. Makom Shenagu Lahadlik Saner B'Leilei Yom Kippurim, in a place where the minhag is to keep a candle lit on the night of Yom Kippur. Madlikin, then you can keep a candle lit on the night of Yom Kippur, because the assumption is that if there's a candle lit, then people won't have Tashma Shamita. So in those communities, they wouldn't just light a lamp for Yom Kippur, they would have in the bedroom, they'd have an extra candle lit in order to prevent Tashma Shamita. Makom Shenagu Shelo LaHadlik, but in a place where they do not light an extra candle for Yom Kippur, in Madlikin, then you're not supposed to light such an extra candle, because they thought that the absence of such a candle will prevent people from having Tashma Shamita, because if they don't see each other, then there won't be that attraction that will lead to Tashma Shamita. Umadlikin Batik Nasius Batim Joshus B'Mavuos HaFelim, but everywhere the minhag is that we light extra candles in shuls and in Batim Medrash and in dark alleyways, any place where a husband and wife are not going to be alone together, Val Gabe Acholim, and also when there are sick people, because that's also not going to lead to, even if it's a sick person's bedroom, because it's also not going to lead to Tashma Shamita, because the person is ill. So then it becomes a mitzvah to make sure that there's extra light on Yom Kippur. Now, Mishnah Hay discusses the following. On Tisha B'Av, we obviously are misabel over the Chorban HaBayis, so you're not allowed to do melacha during the 7 days of Avelus after a relative dies, but Me'ikar Hadin, you're allowed to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah talks about that some communities had a minhag that they wouldn't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. So Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, in a place where the minhag is to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, Osin, so you do Malacha. Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasos Malacha, Ein Osin, if you're in a place where the minhag is not to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, so don't do Malacha. Ubekal Makom, but wherever you are, Tamid Cham B'Telem, Tamid Cham should not do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, because they should be focused on the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. But a regular person doesn't have to refrain from Malacha, because that would be Mechsi Ki Yuhara, as if he's, as if he's acting like he's a Talmid Chacham, and therefore he should just follow whatever the local practice is. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Liolam Yasa Adamatzma Talmid Chacham. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, that's not Mechsi Ki Yuhara. Anybody can act as if they are a Talmid Chacham. So that's not a problem of refraining from work, from Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Now, we had said way back in the first Mishnah in this Perek, the minhag of not doing Malacha on Erev Pesach, Kodem Chatzos, and that leads to a discussion of all these other minhagim, so now we're going back to that discussion. V'cham omrim, b'Yehuda yosim Malacha barvi Pesach mar Chatzos. In Yehuda, they used to do Malacha on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos, b'Galil lo yosim kol ikar. But in Galil, they wouldn't do Malacha even before Chatzos. Now, according to the minhag of Galil, it's usher to do Malacha the whole day of Erev Pesach. So the Mishnah talks about when does that start? The night before Erev Pesach, Beishamai says it's usher to do Malacha, but Beisil says no, it only starts on the morning of Erev Pesach. That Isser Malacha does not start the night before, it only starts morning of Erev Pesach. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that in a place where people eat roasted meat on the Seder night, you're allowed to do so. In a place where the minhag is not to eat roasted meat, you're not allowed to do so. Obviously, our minhag is that we don't eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder. Then the Mishnah said that in a place where the minhag is to light an extra candle in your bedroom on Yom Kippur night to prevent Tashma Shamita, you do that. In a place where the minhag is dafka not to, then you don't. But everywhere, you light extra candles. Wherever you live, you light extra candles in shuls and batei medrash and dark alleyways and in a bedroom of a chola. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if the place, the minhag minhag in your location is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you may do so. If the minhag is not to do malacha, you may not do so. Talmid Chacham should not do malacha anywhere, but the Tanna Kamma thinks only in a place where the minhag is to do malacha, only Talmid Chacham should refrain. Whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel says anybody could decide that they're a Talmid Chacham and not going to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Then we said the Chum say in Yehuda they would do malacha on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos, but not in Galil. And the Isser malacha in Galil, when exactly did that start, is a machlokas Bisham Beisilil. Bisham held the Isser malacha began the night before, and Beisilil held that only begins Neitzachama that morning. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav.